Welcome everyone to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're doing something a bit different, taking a look inside a specific leadership program. It's called Be Visionary, and we're focusing on their very first task, the Appreciation Compass.
That's right, and it's pretty foundational stuff.
Exactly. We've got the official task description, the mission brief, the real source material. It's quite a unique way to kick off a leadership journey, don't you think?
Absolutely. It sets the stage.
And the big question it seems to pose is, well, how does looking closely at other people's strengths actually help you figure out your own leadership style?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, an abstract idea. They frame this as a really practical, foundational step.
Mm.
The first piece you need for your personal development roadmap.
Yeah. And specifically, it's the absolute first step participants take to build their leadership development plan, their LDP. It's way more than just making a list of people you admire. It's really about calibrating your insights, you know, tuning into what truly resonates with you by observing others. It's like finding your own North Star.
Inner calibration. Mm-hmm. I like that phrase. What does that actually feel like for someone doing this? Is it like a sudden aha moment or more gradual?
Usually more gradual, maybe a series of smaller aha moments. Think about tuning an instrument. It's those little adjustments until it sounds just right. That's kind of the idea.
Okay.
And the whole point, the mission, is this deep reflection. You look at leaders who've inspired you. You document why specifically. It forces you to get clear on qualities you maybe subconsciously want to develop yourself.
So it brings the subconscious forward.
Exactly. It makes it conscious, actionable. And it hits several key things. First, you start defining your core values. What do you really stand for? Seeing integrity or empathy in others helps you see it, or the desire for it in yourself.
Mm.
Second, it helps you map your potential. You know, the idea that what we admire often reflects our own aspirations. This makes those aspirations concrete. You spot strengths in others that might be dormant in you, just waiting.
Like a mirror, almost.
Sort of, yeah. And third, it calibrates that compass, defines your guiding principles. So you're building an authentic leadership style, your style, not just copying someone else. It helps you find your own true north.
That's really powerful. So you're not just admiring people passively.
Yeah.
You're actively building your own blueprint by analyzing that admiration. It's like a personal code.
A master key, maybe.
Yeah, a master key. But a key to unlock your own leadership identity right from the get-go. I really see why they'd start with this. It's foundational.
Definitely.
Okay, so that's the why. It's pretty compelling. Now let's get practical. How do you actually build this compass? The task breaks it down into what, four main steps?
That's right, four steps, and it is methodical. Step one is identify your influencers. And they really stress casting a wide net here. It's not just about famous leaders, you know, CEOs or historical figures, although they can be included, sure.
So like people in your everyday life too?
Absolutely. Mentors, family, teachers, friends even, anyone who consistently showed qualities that just resonated with you, and professionally too, colleagues, bosses, past or present.
Mm-hmm.
Even public figures you've never met but whose actions struck a chord, these are your guiding stars.
Guiding stars. Nice. Okay, so that broadens things out a lot. Sometimes we think leader just means the person with the title.
Right, and Be Visionary wants you to look beyond that.
So once you have your list of guiding stars, what's next?
Yeah.
Step two is pinpoint specific qualities.
Yeah.
Right. And this seems crucial to emphasize, not just using single words.
Yes, exactly. This is where the real work begins. You can't just write down resilient or visionary. You need to explain how. Give a brief example. Describe what you actually saw.
Why is that detail so important? What happens if you just list nice names?
Well, nice means different things to different people, right? It's too vague. Resilience. What does that actually look like in action? The power is in the specifics, the observable behavior. When you describe how someone showed resilience, you're analyzing it, making it tangible. That makes it something you can potentially learn or emulate. It's not abstract anymore.
Ah, okay. So the examples they give really illustrate this. Like instead mm-hmm. of just nice, it's their ability to calm me down when I am angry. That's specific.
Precisely. Or instead of just vision, you describe their uncanny ability to articulate a compelling future that truly galvanized an entire team. You see the difference.
Yeah, massively. And the listening one, too. Not just listens, but their remarkable ability to listen not just to words, but to the unspoken concerns mm-hmm. and how that resolved a morale issue. That detail makes it real.
It really does. You understand the what, the how, and the impact. And this level of detail leads perfectly into step three. Using AI to accelerate insights.
Okay, this sounds interesting. Using AI.
Yeah, it's a smart application, actually. They suggest using tools like Google Notebook, ChatGPT, Gemini, whatever you prefer, essentially as a brainstorming partner.
How does that work in practice?
Well, you take your detailed observations, say about that leader showing resilience by calming teams in a crisis. You could feed that into the AI and ask something like, based on this example of resilience, what specific skills and competencies might underpin this?
Ah, so the AI helps break down the quality.
Exactly. It might suggest things like emotional intelligence, crisis communication, strategic thinking, adaptability, things like that. It gives you a richer vocabulary, helps you see the underlying components.
But you don't just take the AI's word for it.
No, absolutely not. That's crucial. The participant's job is to review the AI's suggestions, think critically, and select only the skills that genuinely resonate with their own observation and aspirations. It's an insight accelerator, not a replacement for your own reflection. It's still your compass.
Got it. So AI as a thinking partner, not a shortcut. That makes a lot of sense for personal development. Okay, so after identifying, detailing, and maybe getting some AI help, what's the final step in the process part?
Step four, compile your inventory. This is where you bring it all together. You look across all your guiding stars, all the qualities, examples, and the skills you've identified.
And you're looking for patterns.
Yes, patterns, recurring themes. You consolidate everything into one comprehensive list of leadership skills and competencies that you genuinely appreciate and, well, aspire to. You get rid of duplicates, clean it up. This becomes your clear, actionable inventory, your sort of personal leadership DNA unlocked.
Your unlocks code, as you put it earlier. Okay, so that's the process. Now, what's the actual thing they submit, the deliverable for task one?
Right, the deliverable. It's a Google Sheet, and they call it the Appreciation Manifest.
The Appreciation Manifest. I like that
Me
name.
too. And it's structured. It's not just a random doc. It's designed to capture these reflections in a useful way. It's really the first crucial piece of data for their LDP.
So, practically, how do they fill this out and send it in? They get a template link, I assume.
Yes, exactly. They click the link, then it's the standard Google Sheets drill. File, then make a copy.
Right. Make it your own.
Yeah, and rename it clearly. Something like date your name LDP or maybe your name appreciation manifest Bivision Wyheart. Just makes it easy to track.
Okay. And inside the sheet, what are they actually filling in?
You navigate to the main tab, usually called something like Tab 1 Appreciation Inventory or My Appreciation Inventory, and there are columns set up to guide you.
What kind of columns?
Well, you'll have one for the influential leader, the guiding star's name, one leader per row, typically. Then a column for the qualities behaviors admired, those broader traits like resilience or empathy. Think of these as the coordinates.
Got it.
Then, critically, that column for the specific example or brief explanation of impact, that's where you put the how you observed it and its effect.
The story behind the quality.
Precisely. Then a column for the skills and competencies. Observe the specific skills you derived, maybe with AI's help, like inspiring communication or conflict resolution.
Okay.
And finally, there's a column for the final skill set and competencies. This is where you put that consolidated, deduplicated list from all your observations, your final inventory, your unlocked code.
Right, the culmination of the reflection, and then they just save it. Or.
Well, Google Sheets saves automatically, which is handy, but yeah, a final review is definitely recommended. Make sure everything's filled out, makes sense.
And submission. How do they share it back with BeVisionary?
Standard sharing process for Google Sheets. You hit the share button, usually top right. Change the access from restricted to anyone with the link.
Important step.
Very. And set the permission level. Editor or commenter is usually requested. Editor might be useful if feedback is given directly on the sheet later.
Okay.
Then you just click copy link and paste that link into wherever BeVisionary tells you to submit it, maybe a portal, maybe an email. Done.
Seems clear enough.
And this manifest, the structured sheet, it really is that first tangible piece of intel for their LDP. It transforms that reflection into something concrete they can build on. Without this starting point, the rest of the journey is kind of directionless.
Yeah, you can really see how this isn't just busy work. It's a genuinely profound way to start. This appreciation compass, it's more than just looking at others. It feels like the first real step in transforming yourself as a leader, activating your, what do they call it? Your BeVisionary edge.
That's the term they use. And that edge, I think, is meant to be your unique value, your distinctive impact, which comes from this kind of deep self-awareness and intentional development. It's about taking charge of your growth.
You know, thinking about our listener, this process, this framework, It isn't just for people in a formal program, is it?
Not at all. That's a great point. It's a really powerful framework for anyone wanting to understand their own values, their potential, whether you're leading a team or just navigating your career or life.
So a question for you, the listener, maybe emerges from this. How often do you actually stop and sort of decode the strengths you admire in the people around you?
And then, crucially, take that next step. Reflect on what those observations tell you about your own aspirations, what you truly value and want to be.
Exactly. Because appreciating greatness in others, when you do it this way, it stops being just admiration and becomes this incredible act of self-discovery. You're literally laying the groundwork for your own unique impact.
Building your compass, one admired quality at a time.
Imagine charting your course with that kind of clarity. Really powerful stuff.